Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The Joy Business Report coming up this morning. Government raises 6.96 billion cedis via treasury bills, the biggest so far this year, as interest rates fall marginally. Also, demand for dollars by businesses continues to hit record levels, despite the Bank of Ghana's assurance of adequate reserves to support cedi. Plus, Ghanaians who fail to disclose their sources of taxable income from overseas risk being penalized by the Ghana Revenue Authority. Details coming up. We'll be right back. Thanks for being with us, everyone. My name is Daryl Kwal. Hello to our friends listening on KT Radio in Koforidua. First up, government raised 6.96 billion cedis via treasury bills, the biggest so far this year. That's according to the T-bills auctioned by the Bank of Ghana. Interest rates also fell again for the sixth week running since the start of the year. Here's more in this report.
The government recorded 51.8% oversubscription of the T-bills auction, about 3.04 billion cedis. Approximately 43.7% came from the 91-day bill. The uptake were 2.93 billion cedis. The 364-day bill followed with 2.28 billion cedis of the bids tendered. All of the bids were accepted. For the 182-day bill, 1.62 billion cedis were tendered, in which all the bids were taken. Meanwhile, interest rates fell for the sixth consecutive week. The 91-day bill went down by 30 basis points to 28.29%. That of the 182-day bills also eased to 30.43% from the previous 31.39%. The one-year bill also dropped to 30.99% from the preceding weeks of 31.39%.
That was a business desk report. Now, Ghanaians who fail to disclose their sources of taxable income from overseas risk being penalized by the Ghana Revenue Authority under the Voluntary Disclosure Program. The expected sanctions are administrative and judicial. This was disclosed by the Commissioner of Domestic Tax Revenue Division, Edward Jamram, on the sidelines of a management retreat in Takrad in the Western Region. According to him, the Voluntary Disclosure Program will allow residents with income abroad make known their wealth without payment of a penalty, a move that would boost the country's revenue generation.
In 2016, when we amended the Income Tax Act, when we passed the Income Tax Act 896, Ghana moved away from the source jurisdiction to global source. Now, with the global source, what it means is that if you are a resident person in Ghana, wherever you are earning income, you have to disclose that income for purpose of tax in Ghana. Now, over the years, this has been a big challenge, where most people are not disclosing this. And now we've signed arrangement with other jurisdictions. Currently, we have over 145 countries that are providing us with information on resident Ghanaians having accounts elsewhere.
That was Edward Jamra, who is Commissioner of Domestic Tax Revenue Division of the GRA. Now, demand for dollars by businesses continues to hit high record levels despite assurances by the Bank of Ghana of adequate reserves to support the city. This is based on reports picked up from some major commercial banks. Here's George Afe with more.
The Ghana city has been under some pressure in the last quarter of 2023. That was influenced by some uncertainties about the time that Ghana would have gotten its first tranche of IMF cash and demand for dollars to finance imports for the Christmas festivities by businesses. So it was the expectation that with the IMF inflows coming in last month, that would have gone a long way to deal with this uncertainty as well as speculative activities. But it's been almost a month now and demand is still high. Well, some of these commercial banks are linking it to fresh dollar demand to finance imports that came in December 2023 during the Christmas festivities. Now, government has also been forced to make some payments to the power producers over threats that they'll shut down the operations. These developments have contributed to the current pressure on the Ghana city. Some of the commercial banks are also blaming the Bank of Ghana for not doing enough to meet the demands of businesses. But sources close to the central bank have argued that they are being strategic with their position, despite reserves crossing the $6 billion mark for last month. Some have also argued that with the Bank of Ghana's current dollar position, being active on the market with foreign exchange might not be a bad idea, as it will go a long way to help deal with the current pressure on the local currency.
George, I feel with that report, here's a picture on the currency market this morning. The dollar going for 12 cedis 53 pesos, the pound going for 15 cedis 68 pesos, and the euro trading at 13 cedis 35 pesos. Now, to other news, the director of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research, Professor Peter Korte, is asking the government to outline and provide information on how it intends to use proceeds from the emission levy. The government is hoping to accrue significant revenue from the levy. However, Professor Korte believes the public needs a detailed account of the intended use of the tax. Speaking to Joy News, Professor Korte said, since the cost of doing business is high, any introduction of a new tax must be justified.
Are we going to use it to perhaps even provide charging points for electric vehicles? Are we going to use it to clean the environment? Are we going to use it to halt galamsey? I mean, some of these things have to be made clear. Are we going to use it to even improve the working conditions of AGI and all the business community? So I believe there's a lot more that ought to be done in this. Yes, we all agree. Government needs to raise revenue because we need to show up our revenue GDP ratio.
Professor Peter Korte is director of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research. Industries want government to focus on stabilizing the economy quickly to help halt the relocation of manufacturing firms to other countries. It follows reports that many companies are moving out of Ghana due to the cost of doing business. Dr. Humphrey A.M. Dake is president of the Association of Ghana Industries.
You need a bold leader who understands. And let me repeat the question, understands the nature of economy you run, where the macro and the micro stands agile, and the system that operates within is perfected through a particular means with sanctions and corrections to make sure that the effect of the macro, when the Bank of Ghana says I'm dropping policy rates by 150%, there must be that system that can receive it and it will have an effect on the micro and drop the pricing rates. Mm. So if you cannot control the system through whatever means with an understanding of this market, you can't get effects. Mm. A pretty complicated one.
Dr. Humphrey M. Dake is president of the Association of Ghana Industries. Now, new savings and loans company BRAC Savings and Loans says it's poised to promote financial inclusion and economic empowerment, particularly for women in rural and remote areas. According to the chief executive, Kojo Bafu Egan, the company has invested in digitization to support its operations and create convenience for its customers across the country. He spoke to Joy Business at the launch of a savings and loans company.
We learn by doing. And, you know, from a product and service development perspective, the best approach is always to listen to the needs of the market, and then you develop products that align with the needs of the market. So that is going to be our approach. We are going to be developing, of course, credit products that addresses the needs of our markets. We'll be developing savings products that addresses the needs of the markets. And then we'll emphasize a great deal on financial literacy.
Kojo Bafu again is chief executive officer of the newly launched BRAC Savings and Loans Company Limited. Now, Senate Bank Ghana and the Africa Guarantee Fund have signed an MOU to support small and medium enterprises to expand. The initiative will enable the first 100 SMEs benefit from funding from the bank at low interest rates. Speaking to the media after the signing ceremony, the managing director of Zenith Bank, Henry Owozirogbo, said it is important to support SMEs with low interest funds, particularly women.
And we have 250 SMEs, out of which 50 are already doing business with us, currently as I'm talking to you. And with what we are doing now, where AGF is providing guarantee, that time we don't have guarantee. It's all about lending to them and providing some technical and financial skill knowledge to them. Now, we are having somebody that is, this is called a risk-sharing agreement. We have risk, we are their taking. And like I said, for women-led businesses, they are being given a collateral cover of 70% by AGF. Which means if you have a, well, let me give you a hypothetical example, a woman-led business that has looking for 100,000 Ghana cedis. The only collateral that needed for a person is 30,000. AGF is taking the other 70.
Meanwhile, Director General of the Africa Guarantee Fund West Africa, Benjamin Begulu, said the aim of the initiative was to lift the vulnerable out of poverty. Let's turn to the stock market this morning.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.